Thanks for that, Elena. I might bring Courtney to the microphone now if we can, Court, to talk beef.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, everyone. Looking at beef for the autumn period, stronger cattle prices can be attributed to improving confidence over the weather outlook. Underlying the improving strength in the market is the fact that these price improvements come despite increased yarding, as last year's stock is starting to be released onto the market. Looking forward, as domestic consumption of beef is forecast to decline slightly, the export market continues to grow in importance to the national industry. With summer now behind us and a forecast change to the weather patterns across the country, the hope and optimism that was shared by beef producers at the start of summer is coming to fruition. As the beef industry in Australia relies so heavily on pasture, the prospect of a La Nina declaration brings a strong outlook for 2024 for the beef industry. With a greater possibility of above average rainfall across a landscape which has already seen good rainfall this summer, and with most of the country well placed for a strong season feed-wise and at a minimum a year of neutral weather patterns, positivity continues for the industry. National yardings through the end of 2023 were down marginally on the September quarter. However, the first 2 months of 2024 have seen yardings up 20% year on year, indicating a strong start to beef sales for the year. It is not uncommon to see an increase in yardings leading into this autumn-winter period, and with strong indicator prices across the board, numbers should continue to hold into autumn 24. With the rise in yardings across the board, we'd expect to see pricing impacted. However, all indicators continue to rally, with yearling restocker heifers continuing to hold a premium over heavy steers for over 12 weeks straight, again indicating that producers are holding onto their young stock and carrying over, driving stronger prices across the board. Australian beef production has continued to rise despite ongoing processing challenges due to labour shortages, with production up 3.3% through December year on year. It is expected that 2024 will continue to see slaughter rates rise, provided processors are able to access ongoing labour. Australian consumers have seen a steady state of retail prices for beef, with a less than 10% variance in pricing dating back over 14 years, where on the supplier side, the EYCI alone has seen up to 50% variance in the last 5 years. Inflationary pressures are easing month on month for retail beef prices. Despite this, though, MLA has forecast domestic consumption of beef through 23-24 to decline to 20.8 kilograms per person, down from 21.4 kilograms per person in 22-23. In comparison, other meat product consumption, such as sheep and chicken, are forecast to continue rising through 2023-24, with sheep meat gaining more popularity following a slight decline with relatively stable retail prices. Whilst domestic consumption of beef may be trending downwards, exports continue to be strong. The Australian beef industry is starting to return to pre-COVID levels of export, with strong market opportunities continuing to present. The United States are firmly in their herd rebuild phase, with Australian exports into the US rising 127% year on year. This sharp increase in exports to the US is contributing to total Australian exports being up 47% on the end of summer 2023. The declining US cattle herd is continuing to open up opportunities into the international markets, with the US exports into China and South Korea down 15% and 20% year on year respectively. Brazil remains a strong competitor for Australian beef into these markets, with Brazilian exports into China already up 18% year on year. However, the opening in the market has seen Australian exports into China up 42% and into Japan up 16%. With over 50% of beef produced in Australia exported and a slight downturn in domestic consumption forecast, demand in these markets will continue to be the primary offtake for the increasing beef production levels as a maturing herd increases supply into the market. That's all for beef. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,